Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Dream House is the name of an evening-length composition by Mary Ellen Childs. She has released a CD-length version of the piece, and we're going to hear as much of that as we can fit into this hour. First, a little background about the composer. She lives in Minneapolis and did her graduate work in composition at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. She has a visual percussion group called Crash that presents performances that embody the concept of music in motion and include an array of percussion possibilities from drummers on wheels to a marimba powered by an exercise bicycle to enormous gongs and lights emanating from Crash cymbals. She is working on an opera titled The Risk of Flight that will be produced in 2010. It's about flight and looks at the nature of flight and the infinite by exploring three experiences of flight: 1930s barnstormers, space exploration, and the experience of a mystic in the character of a knitter who never moves from her rocking chair. Here is what Mary Ellen Childs says about the piece we'll hear. I composed Dream House as an evening-length composition that received its premiere in October 2004 at the Southern Theater in Minneapolis by the acclaimed New York string quartet Ethel. In performance, the work features live music and multi-image video that surrounds the musicians. The work serves as a commentary on cycles of time, the rhythms of work, and the intertwined nature of destruction and creation. The stunning video by Daniel Polsfus incorporates imagery based on time-lapse and real-time video images of destruction and construction. The project began after I lived through extensive renovation of my own home. I was fascinated by the sounds, the repetitions, the beauty of work images, and understood that things I once thought to be permanent were anything but that. Later, I followed another construction project that included the destruction of an existing home, and my team and I collected sound and video elements at that site and several others. A sound montage created by Never Was is featured in two of the movements, incorporating those destruction and construction sounds into the fabric of the string quartet music. The piece is in 14 sections. The first is called Hocket, which is an effect used in medieval polyphony and contemporary music. It is the truncation of a melodic line into fragments, like hiccups, which are given to two parts in alternation. The second section is entitled Destruction. It is one of the three movements that incorporates non-string quartet sounds. Along with the music, you'll hear the destruction equipment that was used to tear down the composer's house. The next sections are After Dust, Baseline, and Chime Work. I'll come back after that and tell you about the rest.